very humble sannyasi. I honor him. He is pure devotee. He wants to give up his false egos. Really. Those who are like this, I honor them as a pure devotee. He is helping us in various ways. So, I think that he should continue to help me, to help devotees, others like he is doing. I want to hear something from him. Oh, what is really our object of our life? In India, once there was a pure devotee. His name was Raka. 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 Very pure devotee. Oh, he was like Onis Kinchan. Nothing with him to tell that this is mine. Anyhow, he used to maintain his life by going to forest and pick up some dry oats and to sell in town area. Something coming, and thus he used to anyhow to maintain. His wife was very two finger more than Raka. Her name was Baka. Baka. She was also a high class of devotee. Once they are going to forest, bringing oats, sights everywhere. Nag became worried. He saw them. He at once went to Narayan and he told, you are very cruel. You can give anything to that beggar. Always chanting you, Narayan, Narayan, Narayan. They don't want anything, but yet you have no care for them. Please give something. Narayan told that I am worried. I have tried so much to give them something, but they never take anything. If I am going to give, they become more worried. So, I cannot give them. Narayan told that, you have never tried. I want to see that you should try something. And in my presence, you should give them. Narayan told that, yes, you should climb on this tree and hide yourself. And Raka Baka will come in the way to forest to collect dry woods. And I will keep a bag full of golden coins. So much. It will be sufficient for their whole life. Then he climbed out on the tree and hid himself. And after some time, Raka and Baka were coming, chanting, what name? Narayana, 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 like this. Like this. So, Raka was walking somewhat fast. And Baka, being a lady, very smooth, she was somewhat
behind.
When he came on the shade of that tree. Narayan has kept so many golden coins, so full of a bag in front of them. But it was not hidden in bag. It was on the way so that they should see and they should take it, collect. When Raka came, he saw these golden coins. And what is this? This will derail me from my object, main object. My object is to have anyhow the love of Narayan, pure love. But this will, if we will collect, then it will derail me and also to my wife. So he saw that she is far away somewhat. He took some dust and began to give on them to hide them, to cover. But anyhow, quickly she saw that he is doing something. What he is doing? So quickly she came and she saw that he giving some dust to cover the coin, that I am maybe weak, and then I will collect and I will be derailed. So she told to her husband, "Oh, why you are giving dust to dust?
To cover the dust.
Why you covering dust from dust? Oh, we should go." They never touched. A devotee should be like that. You should not be derailed. In this world, so beautiful young ladies and male, so many things in this world made by Maya to derail you, and then false ego may come and you will be derailed. Always be very careful. Acharyamano Veda Purusha, Purusho Veda. What? Khurasya Vara Nishita Durataya Durgam Patasta Kapil. Those who are in your life, so they see, they tell the path of Supreme Lord, love, is like a very fine
razor,
more fine. And you will have to walk on this very carefully, so that you should have not any
cut, injury.
Very hard to go on this razor, flat razor. If you will be somewhat
careless,
at once you will be derailed or you will be cut. The love is like so. All the transcendental things are like this. So very careful, so that false ego should not come. And we should not be derailed from our object, love and affection of Krishna. That I told yesterday. So you should stand up and please speak two words about this. What is our goal? Or what must be our goal? Oh, you can come here. Face towards audience. You know that high class of devotees were hidden in this world. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, how discovered to Rupa and Sanatan. They were enjoying the ministry of Hussain Shah, Muslim king. And they were doing their jobs. Very wealthy. Prime Minister and Private Secretary of the King, both. How Mahaprabhu sprinkled his mercy and they came out of that bad well. And then they became Sri Rupa and Sanatan. He also knows some Sanatan Siksha and Rupa Siksha. Very a jewel like in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Our object, our way, the path, everything is clear in that. From beginning to top, from very beginning to top. I request Sipat. What name?
Dhrishtadyumna Prabhu.
To touch these points and to speak some words on these things. He is very qualified. In all subjects he is all round. and he is helping, so I am indebted to him. Like Shyamrani, Vatnam, Vrindavan, Vilasini, Aranya Maharaj, Ban Maharaj, Madhav Maharaj, oh, this Brahmachari, Radhanath and all. He is now helping me more, more, more. And in the future he will always help me. Sanatana Goswami Siksha. If you will go so deep, so you will be very happy. And in the same time, you will be very inspired. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told a story to Sanatana Goswami in a very easy way, in easy method. There was a boy, very, very poor, very poor. He had nothing to eat, no place to live. Oh, he was here and there, and very worried always. How should I maintain my life? A friend of father, his father, met him, and he was an astrologer. Oh, I know you. Who are you? You are a son of a very wealthy person, and your father was my friend. From beginning I know him. And he has kept so much jewels and so much wealth for you, hidden in all your same very barren home. Now it is like nothing, no roof, nothing. But oh, there were some walls. Oh, in this house, anywhere it is hidden, I know, and I also know by astrologer that where it is hidden. Surely you are a very wealthy, unfortunate boy. I will tell you some mystery. If you are coming to me with me and dig something. Dig, okay?
Yes.
And then, oh, you will have so many jewels and gold and coins. And again we will be healthy like them, wealthy like your father. Don't worry. But don't dig it in south
direction.
Oh, there are so many snakes hidden there. Then will
bite,
and you will die. Don't go there. But even don't go to a west. What there are?
Ghost.
Yaksha. Yaksha means?
Like ghost.
They will follow you at once. So don't go that side. And then north. Don't go. There are some Bhimrul.
Hornet. Hornet.
Huh? Hornet means?
Hornet.
Bees.
They will attack at once and you die. So don't go there. Oh, come with me. Oh, here, where your father live in this room, in east. And here, oh, you should dig. And wonderful. Oh, only some little bit he took off the mud, and at once a very big jar, pot, with gold and coins and jewels it came out. And he became very happy. What is this? What is the behind this something? And that is, your father, oh, very wealthy. Who is he?
Sang Bhagavan.
Who is he? He is like your father. And the person who is astrologer?
Gurudev.
He is Gurudev. Friend of?
Your father.
That father, Krishna. Krishna is illimited worldly. He can create this universe, whole universe in a moment, and can destroy. Huh? Even from his nail of the
toenail.
Crores of jewels and everything coming out. He never knows what is coming out. So you are really the Uttaradhikari,
inheritance
of that Lord, your father. But now you have forgotten what my father has kept. What is Easter? Oh, this is Bhakti Yoga. If you'll do a little bit, what little bit? Hare Nam, Vai Pakeva. Kalo Nasteva Nam. And that is what is name? Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. There are so many things. What? Jai Jai Radha Raman Hari Bo.
Jai Jai Radha.
Digging something or chanting, remembering. Even a joke. Even for your dog you tell Narayan. Oh, Narayan may come. Oh, he must come. He is bound to come. And with not empty handed, with whole opulence. Tattenu kampam. Bhunyan evatmakritam vipaka hritvāk babhi vidadhan namaste dāya bhāk. That means you are inheritance to Supreme Lord Krishna. Oh, always wealth and so many opulence placed in the lotus feet of Supreme Lord. No? Always serving Lakshmi, not only lakhs and lakhs and thousands of Lakshmis are serving his lotus feet. And if you are inheritance of that wealthy person, your father, you will see you are very happy. Don't go to south. Oh, there is a very python or snake. Oh, this is Buddhism.
Buddhism,
you know Buddhism? How Buddhism? Cruel and very poisonous. Jainism, Mayavad,
Monism,
all are in south. Don't go, even in dream. And this is Gyan Kanda, where devotees give their stools. Pass his stool. Don't go there. Only you can go to pass your stool, no harm. Don't go there. And what is west? A dangerous Gandharva.
Jaksha.
Who will follow you? And what is this?
Material prosperity?
Material sense gratification. It seems very
attractive
and very happy. But it is like each age. You know each? What? At first it seems very happy, enjoyment. Oh, you enjoy. Very good. And after that, what becomes?
Burning
sensation. It is not aram, but de aram. It is not happiness, but it is unhappiness.
Suffering.
So don't go towards sense gratification. For a moment, you will see that. Oh, don't be worried. Oh, you should come. I like him. Oh, I was praying, son, that, why you are making so much problems? Give darshan, and he is giving mercifully darshan. So don't disturb him. After two days, I was very worried. Oh, headache and so many things. Now I am happy. I want to... We came here in sun, and also we want to go in sun. So, don't disturb that west side. At once he will give. Pratishthasa sapachami mirhve nate. Katam sadhu prema, Krishna prema. Mana. So, give up all this sense gratification. It will follow you. You know, there was a king, his name was Jajati, but he, by the cause of his Gurudev, Sukracharya, he became old in young age. Then he became very worried. But the wife of Jajati was the daughter of Sukracharya, his Gurudev. So he now, she was very upset. He requested his father that, you have given punishment, but very heavy. You should consider something. Bring him. And he was brought. Then he told that, you can change your this old age to anyone. There are your 5 sons. Any of them, if they can change, you can be young and they will be old, and then you can enjoy so many centigrade specifications. Then he asked to his elder son, Jadu Maharaj, but he denied to give. He told that, father, I could have given my this young age to you if you were going to do bhajan of Krishna, but you are going to enjoy what you have enjoyed in your lakhs and lakhs past, but you all, anytime you were sea goat or goats were there. You enjoyed in the form of goat and sea goat. Sometimes like hogs and pigs. No band at all. Now some band. You should be with this husband, this wife. And in hogs and pigs, any band? Nothing. At once, they can enjoy it with their sisters, mothers and everything. Nonsense. So we were there. You are Gandharva, very beautiful, like Gandharva, goddesses. Now, and less, but you have come in this shape. This human life is only to realize who am I and who is Krishna. Nothing for else. So if you are going, what became? And then he cost him, you will not be my inheritance. No? You will be deprived of this. You cannot be emperor or any king in my dynasty. Oh, he was very happy. I want to be a devotee, pure devotee. I have not come to enjoy all these things. Then he told his other sons, and one son became very happy. Oh, father, I want to obey because you have given this life and this body. He never knew that this body has been given by Krishna. He knew that his father, mother has given. But really it is not given by father, mother. Then he told that, oh, you should give your youngest and take my oldest. He happily took it. And what became? Now he became young and with so many wives, he was enjoying with out of lust. It became more than 10,000 years. Yet he was not satisfied. One day in evening, when he was going to chant the mantra given by Guru, he thought, oh, I have lost so many years. First I lost my 50,000 years in this, and now I have lost 10,000 more years in this. Oh, what should I do? Then he told a slope that sense gratifications and this lust cannot be satisfied by or enjoying all these things. Like a fire, if you are giving ghee, oil, anything burning things, or it will increase. So if you are enjoying, or you let be satisfied in thousand and thousand births, as you are doing. You still a devotee, under a good guidance, but always you keeping some hole that I should enjoy this person or this lady. It is very hard to escape from the hands of this lust. Even Brahma, Shankar, they became upset.
Bewildered.
So, don't go to waste. Otherwise it will sorrow. Don't go to north. What? Something more is there. It has been written in Chaitanya Chaitamrita. I don't remember so much.
The attainment of heavenly powers. Yogic siddhas.
So you can read there, but I'm telling the essence of that story. Don't go. Or to sense gratification, taking fish, eggs and all these things. It will not give anything happiness. So come on with me and dig here in the east. I am here. So Gurudev is like this. He tells, oh, you are very unhappy. So many problems. You are suffering so much. And I'm, you should do this. What? Govinda Damo Dharma.
Radha Raman Hari Govinda Jai Jai Radha Raman Hari Govinda Jai Jai Radha Raman Hari Govinda Jai Jai.
told that you told that from east it will come, oh, so much gold and wealth. But where is that? I am chanting Hari name. Oh Gurudev, what you told? Where is wealth? Oh, don't be worried, my child. It will sprout. In a seed, everything is there. All the potency of wealth and happiness, everything in these names. Even Radha and Krishna and his love and affection in this name. But gradually it will come, not at a time. If you are planting any seed, giving water, proper, fencing, and then after some time, oh, sprouts come. Oh, yellow, very powerful. But if you are digging always and seeing seed, oh, where is a sprout, where is fruit, where is fruit, then it will dry. Don't do this. What your guru have planted in your heart, you should only hear. That is like water. And after some time, it will sprout. Don't dig anything, don't do. Only what rise. Only hear Harikatha in the high class of as. Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Shastrika. So go on doing. After some days, your all anath will go and you will have Nishtha in Bhakti. Then, if Nishtha will come, you will be like Haridas Thakur. If anyone tells that, don't utter the name of Hare Krishna. Oh, I cannot follow you. If you are cutting me in pieces and pieces, even I cannot. Oh, this is like Nishtha. And then Rushi will come. A taste will come. In what? In all kinds of chanting name and all these things. After it will be matured, oh, very good. It will come Ashakti. What? Attachment to Krishna. Bhakti. Chanting. Then you will have no sleepiness in chanting. And then a test will come, more test. And if you are chanting, remembering, associating of, then you will see a rati will come, like flower first came, or manjari. No? First glance of fruit, that rati. Like sun coming, so first.
Reddish
in the sky, like this. All kinds of andhakar will go away. Darkness. All ignorance will go. You will always be happy. And if you are hearing, rati will be transferred into love and affection. And then you cannot be in this world. Yogmaya take you with her in a new face, very beautiful form. And you will go to Prakat Vrindavan, where Krishna is playing. Anywhere in this world, even Krishna is playing. Not in this, but in other universe. There are lakhs and lakhs universe here and there. So anywhere he is playing, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, following him. Just we have, this Mahaprabhu Leela has passed away. So there are so many high class of devotees, even you are so much fortunate to have their darshan. Swamiji was one of them. And it may be some. And after that you will see that whole world will be covered with darkness. So you are very fortunate to be in this. So this is the way Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told to Sanatana Goswami. Now, time is over. Now 7:35 and drama.
And name has to be announced.
Oh, name also to announce. You should name announce. And drama players should be very ready. And they should at once be ready.